stricter record-keeping requirements for scrap metal dealers and sellers have not stopped trafficking in stolen copper wire and metal parts. That's according to Northwest police agencies and crime victims. So, in Olympia today, Washington state lawmakers promised to look at further steps, including a possible blacklist of suspicious sellers. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
A few cities have tried tougher licensing requirements, enforcement, or circulating lists of stolen items and known peddlers, but thieves move around. Rampant theft of valuable copper wire, construction materials, and scrap metal continues unabated, according to frequently victimized utilities and legitimate scrap dealers. Louise Bray works for Schnitzer Steel Industries, a large Northwest recycler.
We need statewide regulation and enforcement. We need, I believe we need a licensure program and some kind of a statewide alert system.
Bray says states could require all participants in the scrap recycling industry use an existing voluntary theft alert database. That website lists metal stolen nearby, which dealers should avoid buying. A Washington state representative says he's likely to sponsor such a rule alongside the creation of a parallel no-buy list of known peddlers of stolen property. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.